Good morning. Just a few seconds away from 8:10 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our Ask the Expert segment with Gary and Charles Cake. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. We're doing good.
Good deal. So what is our verse of the day, Charles?
Mark chapter 11, verse 17. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Mark 11, 17.
All right. Thank you for that, Charles. So, hey, we were just talking off the air a little bit. Boy, that wind on Friday. Good grief.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, we're still here and we didn't get moved to a different county or a different state. But it was...
Sorry about all the fires and the loss. I think there were several houses.
Several houses. I mean, we had these paid and volunteer fire departments were just scrambling to try to deal with all this stuff, sending tankers every which way, and Coffeyville Resources, Mutual Aid. It was just crazy.
Yes.
So a lot of stuff. You know, real thanks to all our, you know, many people who take off, you know, they leave work to go fight fires and, you know, volunteer fire departments everywhere.
Yeah.
Big thanks to them, because without them, I mean, we'd be in a world of hurt.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you to whoever helped. Yeah. We appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, even down in Osage County, I mean, heck, you could see from the space it was on fire. So a lot of stuff there.
Right.
Wow.
So, yeah, anyway, you know, it is another week here. We've got some beautiful weather. Some more fire danger on Tuesday, so we'll keep fingers crossed on that. But, hey, talking a little bit today, we want to discuss some warning signs that you might need a retirement checkup. You know, we have lights that come on our dash, you know, like check engine, all that sort of thing. So what would be some of the signs that, you know, you have that light come on in your virtual retirement dashboard that you might need a little bit of a checkup?
Yeah. Well, James, as you're getting closer to retirement, there's some things that need to be in place for you to be able to fund your retirement. And for the goal is for you to get retired and stay retired. And getting retired is pretty easy, but staying retired is another thing altogether. And so there's some indicators that maybe things need to be adjusted, things need to be improved, things need to be looked at. And one of them is that if you're losing sleep over your retirement, if you're staying up at night, if you're wake up and it's on your mind, you go to sleep, it's on your mind, and now the back of your mind, you know that things aren't quite what they ought to be, but sometimes we don't want to really open the hood look under there.
You know, Charles, we start out, most of us start out young and broke.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us. Now, there's people that have some money or whatever, but a lot of us just start out young and without means, and so we try to be aggressive when we're younger. But there comes a time when that has to shift a little bit for more safety.
Right. Well, and that being aggressive in our early years can have some big payoffs.
Right.
It can help us advance. It can even help us make up for years that maybe we didn't have a plan. But that aggressiveness can endanger us, might help us in the early years, but can endanger us in our later years.
Sure. I mean, going at that breakneck speed, you don't want to do that your whole life. I mean, good grief.
That's right.
Definitely, for sure.
That's right.
So what's another, warning sign?
Another warning sign is if you have statements that you're trying to read, and as try as you might, trying to understand them, even looking at them with your advisor or your broker, you still don't understand them. And at the end of the day, you need to know what your money's doing. You need to know what it's doing. And if you have statements that you can't understand, if you're going month after month, year after year, sort of in the dark, then that's a red light.
You know, Charles, they use the word wheelhouse, and that's kind of a unique word, but, you know, that's just not in my wheelhouse. And like I mentioned the other day, I think the chemicals in a swimming pool, I don't understand Greek to me, because I'm colorblind. I just don't comprehend it. I don't understand it. And the same thing is happening with everybody has something that their strengths, that they have strengths, but some people just don't understand a lot of those statements, and it's nothing. That don't mean that they're bad or anything. It just means that that's not in their wheelhouse.
That's right.
And they might need some help with it.
That's right.
Yeah. Every time tax time rolls around, I'm just like, you know, it just glazes over, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just hard for a lot of us to understand these things. But, you know, especially with you guys dealing with this in day in and day out, you can see those nuances, those changes and that sort of thing. So what would be another warning sign that we want to look for?
Another warning sign is that your spouse is uncomfortable.
Uh-oh.
Somehow.
This could be either gender,
this
right?
Could be. This could
it's
be
not
the,
necessarily
the husband or the wife.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not, we're not picking on a gender here.
No.
No. Okay.
Now, generally, men are risk takers.
Yeah. They leave the cave and go out and drag something in to eat.
That's right. And generally, women are risk avoiders. But it doesn't always have to be that way, but that's just sort of generally the way it is. But you might feel like everything is okay, but maybe your spouse doesn't. And money can be a big factor in peace in a home.
Right.
When it comes to peace in a home. And if you feel like that your plan is sound and you've got everything together, but your spouse doesn't, that's a sign. That's
yes.
a sign that maybe you need to double check your work. Maybe you need to get a second opinion. Maybe you need to really take a good hard look at where you're at and where you're going. Because that could be a dash light going off on the dash that could help save your retirement. And so don't ignore that.
So don't we have dashes now that actually speak to us?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if your spouse is speaking to you.
Right.
And saying, it's not just a light. Now it's your spouse saying, hey, watch out.
That's right.
You better make some changes. I don't like this.
That's right.
Why are you doing it that way?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Are we going to be okay?
And yeah.
All of these questions. Yeah. And I know there's sometimes people can worry and have no reason to worry. But sometimes there's some validity to it. So it's a good idea to double check your work and make sure that things are like they should be.
Sure. No, another great reminder. What other warning signs should we be keeping an eye out for?
Another light that can go off is if you don't have a plan. Now, that might sound a little crazy, but some people just have a hope strategy. But hope is not a strategy. Hope is just something out there that it really... It's not proactive. It's you know, hope we don't crash or, you know, whatever. We hope we make it. But that doesn't change the future. So if you don't have a plan, that's a great concern. What are you going to live on? How much do you need every month to make it? Have you taken into account inflation? Have you taken into account all of these factors that can have a big impact on your retirement years and your retirement income? Have you looked at your debt? Have you looked at all these things? Do you have a plan for what the future holds? And if you don't have a plan, that's a big old red flashing light saying, stop, make a plan, get a plan, find out what you need to live on per month, find out what your Social Security check is going to be, find out how much more you're going to need in addition to that. Find out how much you're going to travel. How much do you plan to spend in retirement? What kind of home are you going to live in? Many times people need to downsize. They have a home with maybe three or four plus bedrooms, and they maybe only need one or two bedrooms. And they can downsize and save significant dollars, either in taxes and maybe sell their home, take that money, pay off debt, or whatever it might be. You need a strategy. You need a plan. And if you don't have one, there really couldn't be a bigger flashing light that you need to get
one. I just talked to a lady yesterday, just moved in close to where we live, and she was out walking her dog, and the dog was barking as I sat there and talked to her. But they just moved from a house that had three different levels to a house that has one level. And I said, yeah, I understand that totally. And so if you're still going up and down steps and you're getting ready to retire, it might be good to think about trying to get rid of steps, because as you get older, those steps could really become a problem to you.
Oh, yeah.
Can become a problem.
Definitely something to think about.
Right.
So anything else we should know about, you know, kind of warning signs and that sort of thing to keep an eye out for?
Another warning sign can be fees.
Fleas?
Fees.
Oh, fees.
Fees.
Okay.
Fees on your accounts.
Oh.
And many times people don't know what their fees are. And I've seen fees range anywhere from 1% to 4%.
Right.
And today, any type of interest that we can make is precious. That's a gain that's being made on your nest egg. But any kind of fee that is occurring is a negative, detracting, and it's offsetting that gain. And so if you don't have a handle on what the fees are on your account, there's a danger there of it's something just silently taking away,
kind of like termites,
that nest egg that you've been building up.
Yeah, no, that can be you know, real bad deals. So something to think about.
And the fees are on an account that goes up and down with the market. Those fees are there even when you're losing money. So you're losing money plus you're paying a fee to lose money.
Yeah.
And so as you get older, think about getting your money safer to try to, one thing to help avoid fees.
Sure. That's right.
Sure. So if people have any questions, you know, maybe they do want to kind of have a checkup, because we were just actually talking with one of the physicians from CRMC, and he said a lot of times, you know, people just want information. You know, they want to be able to gather, because information is power.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys help people out with this all the time.
That's right. We help people get a strategy, help people understand what they're going to need to live on, what their, you know, what their projected income can be, and all of these things. We help people sort that out and to feel good about the road ahead. That's our goal. You can reach our office at 620-331-8800. We do a free consultation, no cost whatsoever. Look at where you're at, where you're going, and make sure that you're on the right road.
Excellent. Well, how about we take a quick break, and we'll return with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690 at 823, continuing our chat with Gary and Charles Skank at Skank Insurance. And gentlemen, is there anything that else you'd like to say when it comes to warning signs?
So when you think about your retirement, we're at April the 3rd. Today is April the 3rd. It's hard to believe. But there's many people that are listening audience. You are getting your statements in the mail.
For the quarter, last quarter.
And this is going to be telling you what the market did, where your account's at. And when you look at that, if you don't understand what's being said and where you're going, you need a guide. You need somebody that can help you understand that. Maybe it's your 401k, maybe it's your IRA, whatever it is, we can help you address that, look at that, help you interpret it, and help you understand what it means for your future. Because this is money that you have saved for your retirement. And we can help you navigate those waters and understand what's going on.
You know, we've been talking about warning lights.
Yeah.
And I just got to thinking about a spare tire. You know, your car usually has a spare tire.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you want to make sure it's inflated and make sure it's ready to go. And that spare tire is there for when life happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do that in our financial world as too. Also.
That's a great point.
We really do, because
life happens.
Yes.
And when you get caught without a spare tire, like Matt Jordan did, bad deal.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
Yes.
Never buy a car without a spare tire.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's a good analogy here. So, hey, we're at the start of another month, so that means we have Medicare 101 coming up, right?
That's right. It's this Wednesday at Dickie's Barbecue at 11:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m. There's a Medicare 101.
And who is that kind of for? What's the group for that?
Whoever is new to Medicare, or you're turning 65, or you're retiring and coming off employer coverage, going to Medicare, you want to understand how Medicare works and better be able to navigate it, call our office, 620-331-8800, and we'll get you on the list. Christy Ewing is going to be presenting that. And also here at Gigi's here in Coffeyville, 11:30 a.m. on April the 5th, Wednesday, as well with Jason Owens.
Well, that's a great opportunity for folks and learn about Medicare in a casual atmosphere and enjoy some good food. So if people want to get signed up for that or they just have general questions for you, where can we find you?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. And we also have offices in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan. Just encourage our listeners, if you'd like to sign up for our email updates, text your email address to 620-331-8800, or you can call there to sign up for the Medicare 101s as well. And you can find us at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K, insurance.com.
Excellent. Well, Gary and Charles Skank, I'm so glad that you were able to come in today, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you, James. Have a great day.
All right, you too. And we will get started with an early bird edition of Open Line coming up.